וידבר השם אל מויש אלינו, פינחוס בן אלוזור בן אהרן הכהן, אישי וסחמוסי מעל פני ישראל, וכאנו יסכינוסי בסיכום, ולהכניסי את בני ישראל בכינוסי. פינחוס בן אלוזור בן אהרן הכהן, אישי וסחמוסי מעל בני ישראל, וכאנו יסכינוסי בסיכום, ולהכניסי את בני ישראל בכינוסי. הפוסק הזה מייחס פינחוס בן אלוזור בן אהרן הכהן. זה מפורש עם שטל, וואי הקדוש ברוך הוא, וואי הפוסק הזה bringing down the ייחוס של פינחוס בן אלוזור בן אהרן הכהן. זה הילמון זה הסבר. פינחוס had so much reasons not to do the kadosh. Says, if I will do it, they will say, Ben Elozor, Shepitem Avi, Imo Yagolim Avi, Rezore. Ben Aaron did the Egel. It's better. People will say, I'm biased. It's a pasnish. Will be enough reasons not to do the Kanois. But even so, he decided to do it. Even so, he decided to do it. A kanoi has to know not to make cheshbonos what people will say. He has to do it. Chazal say boyaz. He married Rusa Moavio. Everyone claimed lo yovoy amoyni bekal Hashem, lo yovoy moyavi. It was a big argument for years in Klal Yisrael if you're allowed to marry a Moavio. And he passed you aloud. And what Edmund said, she came by night to the oil, she was there, he was treating her nicely when she was collecting. Not only that, Chazal say, Ba'oisa alai lo mez boyas. He married her, and that night he died. So that night came out of it. What people said? You see, on the spot Hashem gave. But what is the end? It's the opposite. David HaMelech had to come out. Hashem rushed before he died. Chabarai! Klal Yisrael will come out from Boaz. A person has to do what is right, not to think what people will say. People all their life are scared of what people will say. What people will say. That people are disturbed. Shoyu Rashi says a different shot. Shoyu Ashvoti Mevazi Mo Yisori Arayisa Ben Puti Shepitem Avihimo Yagolim Lavi Dezore Vohorek Nos Yishevi Ben Yisroel Lefichoch Bo Akosu Vihisa Yachar Aaron HaKoyim. So before she say, Chazal say, Asoro Nisi Nasu Lepinchos, we'll see later. They got stuck together, he picked them up. The Magefa stopped. I mean, everyone saw that Pinchas did the right way. But the nature of people is Sheyashvotim Mevazim Oisim. People alamon try to find the Chesroimus. They know the other person is right. They know he's doing it L'Shem Shamayim. He's doing it for his cover, he's doing it for that, he's doing it for that. Shehoyu Ashvotim Mevazim Oisim. But the shayla is, what is the pshat? Shoyu ashvoti mevazi moisoi. Reu ben puti ze shepitem avi imoi agolim leavi lezore vehor agnosi mi yisroi. Lefichoch mo akosu vi yichsoi achar aron akoi. What it helps. So Reb Leib Gurwitz says a beautiful vort. It's one of, I think, the nicest vort that I heard from in his name, by God. There's a Gemara in Yume. The Gemara in Yume says, Maise b'shnei koyamim shohu shovim. In the morning, in the beginning, in the Beis HaMikdash was, you came in the morning, and the ones that wanted to do the avodah had to run up the kevesh. The one that physically managed to get into the Dalet Ames, he would get it. Stam, well, why? Avodas Hashem has to be that people want. Some people, you know, they sell their aliyahs in some shuls. Some people think that it's only just for getting money for the shul. Sometimes a shul needs money, it's important to get money. But why they do it? It's not, like, I don't know, maybe the gabe, the handicapped gabe is trying to get money. Is the Indian to try to fight to get the mitzvah. In the Beis HaMikdash, the system was, it's not given out. You have to come physically run. Nohutz ol adas es Hashem. This is the way you get it. I'm not saying that every time it's like that, but this was the way. And two Koyhanim were running. One of them started to get closer. He took a knife and he stabbed him. The father of the one that was stabbed came and he see his son as a goyses. Omar, finish, it's nothing what to do. Goyses, there's no way. ועדיין בני מפרפר. ולניפו, so the sacking is not tomer. We could take out the sacking, and the sacking will be tomer. אני יודע, לא חייב, אגלי שסתק על הסקין, I don't know, it's not, לא חייב, yeah? ללמד חוזון בגמורה, שכושר להם תאיר הסקיילים, יויסר משפיך הסדומה. Was more by the father, the Shailev, the Keli is Tomei from losing his son. Spoiler, you can't. You can't ingest the story. Clear the Gemara of Shailev in the story. Iboyelu. Shvichizdomimu dezalehu v'tayraskeilim kedekai mekaime. Keli was very important. Yes, I mean, you understand, Keli was very important. The house of Hashem. Hashem is the king. Why we live for Hashem? Everything what we have is for Hashem, right? So the house of Hashem is priority one. So the pshat is, Kelim kedekai mekaime, v'retzicha odekal, life of kids was not so important in that generation. Oy mat. Retzicha kedekai mekaime, like by you is retzicha, by him is retzicha. Retzicha kedekai mekaime. But Hashem! What is life towards Bayer Olam? Everything is for Bayer Olam. Eventually we're not here anymore. So the Gemara declares it came from a weakness in Shvichus Domim or from a mile of Teiras Keilim. Shvichus Domim kedekai mekaim. Zogt Reb Leib Gurwitz. The Shvatim had a Shaila, from where it comes by Pinchas, this Kanois. The finger is easy to shoot. The expression almost like that, yeah, exactly. Hashem had to kill. Hashem is Hashem, Adonai. To kill by Pinchas was by us. Like by us, like we can't kill a cat. To kill, or not be shaven? But Hashem, what you don't do for Hashem? This was the argument of the Shvatim. From where this kanoi is, Pinchas is a pure kanoi, life of people is Golnish for him. They claimed, if his grandfather was Mefate Magolim, it's not that he's such a kanoi, it's not in the blood. I have to shoot someone. I don't care. When you look in the world today, what terrible things are happening. Even if they're doing it l'shem shomayim kivyochel by then, why are we looking at them so bad? Because we know it doesn't come from shem shomayim with a chomelo. These people, it's come because retzichel the kilo. Life of people is nothing by then. Right? This is the reason we look at it so disgusting. This was the Shvachim style. Ich kenne Godless of Pinchas. Shvachim Dolim with the Zilu. Yichsay HaKosu La'ar in HaKoyen. You don't understand in his blood. His Oyev Shalem. V'roidev Shalem. Ar in HaKoyen. Pinchas cannot kill a fly. But what you don't do for Baruch Hu? Remember, Rabbi Povalsky, we were walking him back from Yeshiva once, he said, Shmuel killed Agag. Shmuel killed Agag, Givalvik, Amole. He said, oh, Shmuel killed Agag. He did what he wants. He said, you could check the cat. You think Shmuel managed to check the Agag? I'll tell you what he passed inside. But what you don't do for us. This is the way we have to look at it. So hard for Hashem, it's easy for me to do everything. But not to cut a life as Gomesh. A lot of times a guy, you don't see him say that, Shlishi, ask him what happened. Chasna mitzvah, Beis mitzvah they call it, yeah? Yeshli is topic, what is the pshat? Learning by him is amazing. Aber chasna lecha, chasna is chasna, learning is shvach. Guy speaks again some gedoyim. Lashonor is easy. How you know it, Alamo? I see it, Alamo. Because Adam Godel is Mifta Middles, man, everyone. You have to go. As a Yolta, you have to go. Even if it's dangerous, you have to go. Yeah? But Ben Azman, in no Yolta, it's okay. Only if it's somewhere in Europe that you have to fly to. Yeah? What is the pshat? The pshat is not that Aliyah Lekeber is important. Say the Shlishi is not so different. He's getting ready for Shabbos. The whole flight is getting ready for Shabbos. When we're called Shabbos Kodesh, he's getting ready 12 hours. But it comes Friday, say the Shlachmei. Person Alamo has to measure. From where it's coming. Ratziche kede kaime kaime v'kdushas keini v'tayras keini v'nechamir alo? This was the vikuach of the Shvatim with the Kanois of Pinchas. They claimed, and this is the Loshen, the Haru Gnosi shaded the soil. Sometimes you know it's a machlekes. And you know you have to do something, but also first it's a choshni. I'm scared. I don't believe it's you, right? Nasi Shevin Yisrael, because this came away. That's the reason they were saying, the Arab Nasi Shevin Yisrael, you're not scared. Nasi Shevin was someone very, very chashuv, yeah? It's bigger than the biggest rabbi that we know. It's like, even they're wrong, but I can't, right? So they claim that Poshut came that he doesn't have chashivas to Dizach. Say both of the Briskerov, as a aloche, Moses says, Ilu nepach zimri ve'arogoi lepinchos loy hoyo nerg. Moses says in Sanhedrin, the aloche of kanoim poigim boim is only b'shas maise, condition one, after he leaves the girl, you're not allowed to kill him. Number two, if the guy that is doing the Aveira turns around and kills you, even when he's doing the Aveira, he's potter. You're allowed to kill the Boel Aramis, but the Boel Aramis is allowed to kill you. Ilu nepach zimri v'arogu lepinchos lo yoyo neragol. So it's a mondah locha. It's a mitzvah to the kanoi to kill, but the guy can kill you. And if he jumps on you, no one will save you. No one will say. God's Christ was seeing you coming to kill the Kanoi. Kanoi turns and kills you. Miskerov said, if it would not be such a aloche, Mishkin Chochmah to sign a Kanoi. Kanoi is only if you have what to lose. A guy that does a Kanoi, he checks that I'm secure, no articles, nothing, I know I'm okay. Mishkin Chochmah. I'm not telling you to be a kanoi. But a kanoi is a guy that is masking to lose. So the chef Hefze, sage ich mal, wie haben wir gerade alles vor. Der Hefze, auf Kanoes ist, dass ihr einfach Zimri war auch in der Pichos lo Yoner Agol. If it's not like that, there's no Kanoes. If it's not like that, there's no Kanoes. Aber der famous Kasha ist, why ilu nefach zimri va'arogi lepinchos lo yoyoner agol? Because zimri is allowed to kill pinchos midim roiv. Even the aloha can only be a boy, but klapi zimri is called a roiv. We said there's another aloha that is, the kanoi could only kill the boy laramis when he's together with the girl. Zimri has a poshta eitze, leave the girl, and pinchos will not want to kill you. So it's yochol la'atzilu be'echom me'evorov. So why is Zimri is allowed to kill Pinchos? Midin Roibev. And in every Roibev the Aloch is Biyochel Atziloi Be'echol Me'evorov, it's no effort to kill the Roibev. So why Ilu Nepach Zimri Va'arogel Pinchos Lo Ayo Nerego? So some say, but the Nirdav, Shidas HaRamah, that but the Nirdav is no din Biyochel Atziloi Be'echol Me'evorov. There's a sefer Pardes Yosef on Atei. I don't know if you saw the sefer. It's a famous sefer. You know, so Pardes Yosef. So Pardes Yosef, Rashi, you know. So Pardes Yosef, all of the tales are there. So Chassidish is saying, you know. Chassidish, what I'm saying? Chassidish a touch. So as the Askome of the Alter Gerer Rebbe to the Sefer, and the Askome he brings that they asked this Kasha to his father, and his father said, it says, Asoro Nisim Nasu Lepinchos. One of the 10 Nisim Shenasu Lepinchos that Zimri got stuck to Kozbi and he couldn't leave. He got stuck. Why? Because if not, Pinchos would came in with a knife, Zimri would leave. And the Medrash said, and what will happen? Ve'yoymru she'Pinchos nichnas liznois gam ken im. You have to understand the danger of the kanoes that he took was that people would say, everyone would say, he went in to do it also. He came with a knife. He would come, oh, he left already. And everyone would know that he closed the deal. This was the amount of the Mesirus Nefesh. Not only Mesirus Nefesh beguf, Mesirus Nefesh benefesh. And asoro nisim nasu, meaning without that miracle, Pinchos would be verschmutzt. Shoho yu oimrim nichnas la'aso ispi. You don't understand when I'm these levels of the Yitzhahole. Aber HaKadosh Baruch Hu had to make this mess. Aber weil they got stuck together, so Zimri did not have a way to be Poyrish. So while he didn't have a way to be Poyrish, it's a different drachim. Lochen emoy loy hineini noisen before that. Pinchos ben Elozo ben Aaron hakoyen heishi veschamosi me'al bnei Yisrael. So maybe before, I'll tell you about that. I was mechadash last week. Last week I was in the old city. Shir went there to Shabbos, so I stayed there already. So Shabbos morning, I davened in the Chuva. It's easy to daven. After that, we're going to go. After davening, I think the Roger, he spoke, and he asked the Kasha. And I mixed in. He asked the Kasha, but in the end of Pasha's Bullock, I don't know if he appreciated it, but at the end of Pasha's Bullock, it says, V'hinei ish mibnei Yisrael bo, ויקרא ולאוכל וסמיד יוניס לעיני מוישה ולעיני כל הדס ישראל והם בויכים פסח אויל מויה. They don't say the name. איש ישראל ויקרא וסמיד יוניס. And in our parasha it says, ושם איש ישראל עמוקו אשר הוקו סמיד יוניס זימרי בן סלון נשיא ביסוב ושם הוא אישו עמוקו עמיד יוניס קוזבי בצור. Why in parasha's bolog it doesn't say the name and in parasha's pinchos it says the name? So he wanted to say, it's a pshat of a heter of a pitlosa. The Bezim is a chashash of a shnori kilu, so the first parasha, so it was Bezim a pitlosa. But the first parsha, if you mechabel to say the bad, there's no head of apiklasa. Here is b'derech aga. So I said I have two terutz. When you finish the drasha, this was a drasha. I said I have two terutz. One terutz is birchas lashana and kuvri, and parshas bolak they were alive. He's a lashana, right? The ikra mish yisrael, he's alive. Not allowed to say his name. Parshas Pinchas is dead. It's Chaim says it's no Lashon Hara Meisi. It's Chere Makadmoyim. It's Meri, you can say the name. You don't have to answer up it lost. But I said I want to tell you a different terrence. When a person goes to do Kanoes, he can't think who is the guy and who is his father and who is his mother and what is the connections and what party it is and who is Chaderim, what Diri is, who will start up with me. You have to look at it. A guy against Hashem. Boom. Hashem, Vayikrav, Ish Yisrael. And he's coming with Midianis. Later they tell you, Nasi Beisal, she's the daughter of the king. So, but the Torah wants to tell me the secrets of the Koyach of Kanoes. The Kanoes blind. Look, the peace doing against Hashem, get rid of the peace. Don't think who he is. You start to tell him his titles. He's wrong. Get up and yell. He's not wrong. You don't have to think twice. Who is the person? Anyway, back to us. Pichot Brozo Ben Aron Akoyen Hishiv Is Chamosi Mat Meisol Bekanu Eskini Besoichot. The Shaila is, he killed HaKadosh Baruch Hu, this is it. It was my gate for 24,000 people that died. Mamish Haroi Naf, people are doing Znus, Baal Peroi, fire. Satan is dancing. Pinchas kills one person, the whole thing stops. So from my Shver, I heard yes. Mesirus Nefesh, if a person stops everything, why? I'm asking to do everything to Hashem, to kill myself completely. A real Mesirus Nefesh. If I give everything, Hashem takes everything. But the Spono says a different word. Bekano yeskini besoicho, shenase nikmosi le'enei kulo, kedei shebiroisom ze velo yimchu, yechupor al asher lo yimichu bapoishe. So the Givaldik is off. If you would do the mechoe quietly, he made the mechoe in front of everyone. And everyone didn't yell at Pichos that he's doing the Mechon. So b'meile they had a schus. They say that Pichos Bloy, Amram Bloy, the biggest Kanoi in Yerushalayim, he came to Biskarov, that no one is supporting him when he goes to fight against, you know, for Shabbos. No one is behind him, he's on himself. He says, but at least no one is yelling at you. So then we started by the quiet, he made him a spawner. Forget, sometimes a person has to make a mechoy, make the mechoy loud. So even if the other people are not doing the mechoy, but the fact that they're keeping quiet in the mechoy, that is shtatfus in the mechoy, makes them to be a part of it. Lochen emor lo hineni noisen lo yisbrisi sholem. The sholem here, I don't know if you saw in the Sefer Torah, if you look at the Chumashim, the Vav has a line that is cut. It's called Vav Ktia. The Balkai, I don't think it's a mistake. The Vav is cut in the middle. I am the Kroz Gdolos, I don't know if the Jaffa's Chumashim also have it or not. But I think they have it. The Vav is cut. So I heard from Lavi. You know Lavi? The blind boy that says we did the Vadeira. He said, why the Vav is cut? Boris Shalom, the whole mile of Shalom, if you take out the Vav from the Shalom, is Shalom. Shalom is only when it's Shalom. When a person has negias and he makes crooked, it's not a chokhmah to be b'shalom. The Chochmah B'Shalem is when you shalem. So they say over that the Biskarov was sitting by Rav Amram Bloy. It was Rav Amram Bloy or by the Sadar Rebbe, I'm not sure. There was a Bris Milah V'Enik of the Biskarov, and Rav Zevin was there. Zevin is the one that, he's the one that made the encyclopedia Talmudis. And he asked if Pinchas ben Elazar ben Aaron HaKohen, so why he didn't become the Malik? Why Yeshua got it? So he bought a medrash that a Malik can be Zayin HaKanoi. And Miskerov got up and said, Sheker, Sheker, Sheker. Rabbi Libor Finger, what brings down in the Sefer Al HaTeireh, that Rashi at the beginning of Ovis answers the Kasha. He says, why Pinchos didn't get it? Loshon Rashi is, she came and she nemar al Pinchos, toiras emes soiso befiu, ve'avlo l'nimtza al sfosoi, ve'sholom ve'mishar holach iti, ve'rabi meishim ma'ovoi, lomo lo'y mozach moishas al teire al yodoi. And he answers, I'm only quoting, I don't understand, I'm not only quoting, Rashi says, V'tiretz Rashi, Shalei rotzo lemosko lemishu umei nis'atzmi melu'uro bo le'achokmo v'kono shem toi bo'irom shememah Yeshua b'na'a lo yomish b'toi v'oi. I don't understand. V'kono mokoyim, shteitet Rav Zevi's kashe, was a cash. Doesn't mean that his answer is an answer. Yeah? He said it to the Biskarov. Yeah. I don't know what he wanted to get, but this is what he was saying to the Biskarov. A Malik can be Zayin HaKanoi. Vois Eloi lezao yacho brisku unas oilom tachas asher kine le'eloiko ve'yachaper av ne'yisroel. Says, "Hashem ish Yisrael amuko asher huko es amidyonis zimri ben sol. Hashem ish amuko amidyonis kosvir batzu." So by the zimri it says, "Asher huko es amidyonis," together with the midyonis, Rashi says. And the midyonis only said that she was killed. Zog the Rachaim HaKodesh, the Mitzvah explains the Tapilo Rachaim HaKodesh, this is the Yortzeit, that the Rachaim HaKodesh says it in the end of Parshas Bolok. Zimri was killed midin Boil Aramis Kanoim Boim. Now there's a big machlekes, the Aramis has the Isru to be Nival to the Yisrael. She's a goita, she wants to know. They wanted to marry a yid. Yid is not allowed to. She's some going on, good, yeah? She's asking a shayla, she's allowed to or not allowed to? He's not allowed to, she's allowed to. He's going to do it anyway with someone else, yeah? So the Rachaim HaKodesh says that she was killed not midin boil aramis, midin kolon v'takolon. Moses says that when a person is boil a behema, regardless of behema ta'aroibu. Moses says, midim kolon v'takolon. Mele zogdero goshover, alpido rachayim HaKodesh. Zimri was only killed es amidyonis, b'shas maisa. Kozvi would be killed even later. And this is the pshat in the next week's parasha, that we go to kill the Midianites and the znus that they did. Lashon HaPosuk. So Rashi says, why Pinchos? Vayedaber Moshe Rosh HaMatas. Nekoyim Nikmas Dam, Vayishtach Oison Ves Pinchos. רש"י פרק למד א' פסוק ו', מגיד שם פנחס, נמה הולך פנחס ולא הולך אל עוזר. אומר הקדוש ברוך הוא, משהתחיל במצווה שהורג אסקוספי בצור איגבוי. פרק נסיף סליחה חום, מגן. Why פנחס will go next week to the מלחמה with Midian? רש"י פרק למד א' פסוק ו', מי שהתחיל במצווה שהורג אסקוספי בצור איגבוי. פרק נסיף סליחה חום, מי שהורג את זימי. Why מי שהורג אסקוספי? That mitzvah is done. It's only b'shas ma'aseh. Kozvi, you killed even later. Now they had to kill all the girls. So the main event, they had to kill all the girls that were mezane. Asher hoyu, takol el b'nei Yisrael, the main event, mishe hitchil b'mitzvah, oim 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 oim. ויהי אחרי המגיפה. ויאמר השם אל מוישה, עלה אל הר הגורים הזה וראה שעור ארץ אשר נשאתי ורואיסו אותו ונאספתו אל עמך כאשר מריסים פי במי מתברצים ומרזעיד אלי תשני במים בעיני הם מי מריב הסקרידש ומתברצים. ויאמר מוישה כל אלוהי השם יפריל השם אלוהי כהרוכיס לכל בוסור איש על העידו אשר יצא לפניהם ואשר יובי לפניהם ואשר יוציאם ואשר יביאם ולא תהיה עד עש השם כצוין אשר אין לו אמרוי. ואמר השם, מוישה ככה חוץ ישוע בלם. So, the פסוק says, מוישה דאבנס, יתקוין השם אלוהי כהרוכיס לכל הבוסור איש על העיד, אשר יצא לפניהם, אשר יובי לפניהם, אשר יוציאם, אשר יביאם, ולא תהיה עד עש השם כצוין אשר אין לו אמרוי. I remember, I think it was 15, 16, maybe 17 years ago, not this girl, Rebbe, his uncle, Menachem, when he became Rebbe, was Parshas Pinchas, the first Tish. So he said in the Tish, he said, take on this pasuk. He said, Moshe Davens, Yifkei Hashem Elokei Aruches, Ish al Ha'eda, Asher Yetzi Lifneim, Asher Yovei Lifneim, Asher Yetziim, Asher Yeviim, Veloiti Adas Hashem. Fashepen. Hashem will make a person. So, lo yisi Adas Hashem, Katzin Shein Lo Emoei. He says, Amol is a manik. But if the tzibu was not mekabel, it's kitzoy she'en lo emroi. It's ein zahm da hon amani. Second thing is, the tzibu has to be mekabel. It's not enough to be at amani. So Moshe daven for two tfilis. Yifkid Hashem Eloi ke aruch is ish al ha'edo, ve'lo iti adas Hashem kitzoy nasharein lo emroi. Ve'yema Hashem el Moshe kach lecho is Yeshua ben Nun, ish asher ruach bo'i, ve'somachto is yodo yolo, ve'mato is olif me'elo zah ha'koyen, ויעש מוישה כאשר ציווה השם. חז"ל say, הגיע שעש, מוישה, חז"ל תלוס, that מוישה wanted that his kids will take over. אמר לו, לקח אוזו, כדאי לו יהושע להתרסחוי, שלימש מתוך אוהל, שאומר שלימו, נויצר תאינו יויכל פריו. חזר עושה ישר, מסעדו ספסולים בבי סמדרש. ישוע הוא מסעדו ספסולים. נראה, זה מייט לספסולים. ישוע הוא מסעדו ספסולים בבי סמדרש. סבאלי הוא מסעדו ספסולים, והוא הוא זויך את הבי ממשיך. היום הוא זה פשט. ישוע הוא זה תלבית. הוא מסעדו ספסולים. What was the meaning of מסעדו ספסולים? He wanted that every Talmid will manage to learn from Moshe Rabbeinu and Yeshiva Das. Again, it was not Siddur of Solim that the Shir will connect. He wanted that the guys in the Shir will manage to understand. It's the fine difference, yeah? A person that wants that everyone will manage, he's the Malik. ומנהיג את כלל ישראל, המוישה רבינו זה את מוסר לדיגי ביהושע. ומיית עם כל עם השם מביא. I'm happy on the moment. הלוואי, everyone will be like me. This is the man. The man who wants the success of every person. This is what Hashem told. Yeshua, he said it a couple times, the author would say, Rosh Hashiva, instead of over Rosh Hashiva, the last Abba Satoya. He came to 12 o'clock by night and he saw his bochum grinning in his yeshiva and he kissed it. So happy. So they told him, the altar said, listen, Shkin Abba Satoya. I was at Tehu, if he goes to someone else's yeshiva and he sees the very at 12 o'clock and he kisses Bachrim, this is Abbas at Tehu. And his own yeshiva is kissing his own face. Moshe is Abbas at Tehu. He loves himself. Yeshua wanted everyone to make Abba from Moshe. He made it everyone to have the ability to make Abba from Moshe. While he made everyone to have the ability to make Abba from Moshe Rabbeinu, he was the one. Venosato mehoit cho'olov. Rashi brings down the Sifri. Pnei Moshe kepnei Chamo. Pnei Yehoshua kepnei Levono. Warren Sanhedrin is mamshich. Skenim shebadoi royu oimrim. Oy lo yisoy busho. Oy lo yisoy chrim. Tzchai speaks out, what is the pshat? Pnei Moshe kepnei Chamo, Pnei Yehoshua kepnei Levono, Skeinim shebadoi royu oimri, what they would say, Kindalach, you see Yehoshua, he shines, but we know Moshe, and Moshe really shines. Nishe. Not nice. Pnei Moshe kepnei Chamo, Pnei Yehoshua kepnei Levono, Skeinim shebadoi royu oimri, Moi lo yisibusha, Oi lo yisichlimo. Zog dechof Tzchai, Skenim Shabbadol said, we knew Yehoshua. We were kids with Yehoshua. We were kids with Yehoshua together. We were kids with Yehoshua together. And we saw Pitom Yehoshua became Yehoshua. We saw Yehoshua became Yehoshua. The skein, the little kids think Yehoshua was born like that. Yehoshua was born. Of the skein in Shabbatot, they knew Pnei Moshe kepnei Chamo, Pnei Yehoshua kepnei Levono. Yehoshua started like us, and look where he got. You're young today. I think this guy is a little bit better for me. He's going to be 5 more hours, 6 more hours. But you will be 80. And everyone that's Hashem will be 80. And you'll look around, and you'll say, look where I could have gotten. אוי לא איסו בושו, אוי לא איסו חלימו. סקיינים שבדור היו אימרים, אוי לא איסו בושו, אוי לא איסו חלימו. The priest would understand how far he could get. He would never stop. There's one revolt. It's a big argument. It says that the Tzlofchod asked for Yerusha in Eretz Yisrael. But Ikravno Beslofchod Batemo Lifne Moshe Lifne Elozo Lifne Anesim Ovinu Meiz Bamidbo Vuloel Betech Haido Ki Bechei Pemes Lomo Yidor Hashem Ovinu Mitech Meshpachto Ikein Loi Ben Tolano Achuzo Betech Achi Ovinu Vayakir Moshe Es Mishpotom Lifne Hashem ויאמר השם אל מוישה, כן מצלופך דויבויס. יופי טוב, כן מצלופך דויבויס. So it's famous. המייסר את הפקיבי הגר, meistens selbst wird im Aril dies. I was sitting in his room and he heard noise from the kitchen. It's a lot of noise, a lot of noise. I was like, oh, that's a kind of noise. So he asked, what is that noise? So they told him, Cain, b'noi slof cho doivris. All the Jewish houses, that's what they say every time. There's a lot of noise from the woman. They say, Cain, b'noi slof cho doivris. Not she that one is. So he got very angry. Letzonis, letzonis. Reb Chaim Kanievsky said that the equal time is if you make letzonis at Beit Slavcha. For a melitza, he said maybe it's not a chisol. As Bavus, that Reb Kibbe Eger was firing his aid. So they gave him an egg, and an apple, and a potato. It was a shayla what brocha he will do. Lamai said the boy made a shahakal on the egg. So Kiveiga asked him why. He says, in Fush Apostle, Ve'ai Mikedem. Yiddish, egg is I. Ve'ai Mikedem. So Kiveiga said, let's, I don't want for my egg. And he kicked him out. So Kiveiga also didn't like using the Apostle. Stop here.